What's up, race fans? You have just entered the right place to talk about everything racing and go for another ride on the In the Groove podcast with your host, Slammin' Sam Smith.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit back, strap in, don't go anywhere.
Everybody, it's your man Slammin' Sam back at it again. Today I got a buddy of mine, a friend, someone who I can talk to, someone who likes to drive fast, take chances. If you haven't seen his face, then obviously you haven't been watching anything that has to do with motorsports, but we'll dive into that here in a second. All right. Today, I'm trying something new. I figured, why not, you know, go live, see who's out there. If you're out there, say hey, say what's going on. But first of all, we have to give a shout out to Raise Energy. They keep me up late. They keep me at the track in a good mood and going strong. So I cannot thank Raise Energy. If you want to try good energy drinks with no crash, zero sugar, especially if you're hitting the gym like I am, Raise Energy, let me know and we can get you taken care of. But so tonight's show is high speed, trying something new, live feed. I see the people out there, but got my buddy, got my friend, someone that, like I said, needs no introduction. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on Mr. A to the B. What's up?
Slamming Sam!
What's up, dog?
What's happening, bro? What's happening, man? Just doing what we do, baby. Doing what we do, man. And it just feels good to back at the home front, man. But it done got cold up here in the burg. That's what we call Brownsburg.
Hi, Mom. Mom's watching. First time, so.
Mom's watching?
Yeah, Mom's is watching.
Hey! Look at that. Look at Mama on there. I see Mama over there. Look at she's supporting you live. So it's on Facebook Live. Do I need to send out like
Instagram? If you want to, we can share it. I mean, we got
Let's
time.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Thank you. That's a good friend of mine, Darren. He does a great post-race show. Go and check out his work on YouTube, Instagram, and everything like that. That is American Hot Rod ENT. Darren, let me know. I can help you with a intro or something.
AB is. We are live, baby. We are live on the show right now. Check us out.
In the Groove podcast.
Tell us what we on, man. We on Facebook.
We on Facebook and YouTube under Outlaw Performance ENT. You can check me out in the Groove podcast on all your major podcast forums. So check us out. A to the B's on the show tonight. So like, share, let us know. But yeah, man, Monday morning racer Lee, co-host on the Competition Plus Power Hour, he's on here saying hey, what's up, Lee? Can't thank you enough for everything, man. Great show you just had. I just wrapped up watching your show. So but let's dive into it, Antron. Like I said, for the people that don't know who you are, obviously they've been sleeping under a rock somewhere, or they don't have cable TV, or I just don't know. But can you let everyone know who the A to the B is?
A to the B, I'm just going to let y'all know that I am just a vivid NHRA Camping World Drag Racing Series fan. I am a super fan of the sport. And if you go to the racetrack, you will see me on Sundays in my office. And my office is a unique office. It goes from 0 to 330 plus miles an hour in about 3.7 seconds. It's the closest thing to Star Trek where they go, beam me up, Scotty. It's beaming me down a quarter mile, but I'm only going 1,000 feet. If you follow me, if you feel me, are you with me? That's what I do. That's what I do. I'm an NHRA Top Fuel drag racing driver. I'm part of one of the most elite race teams out there at DSR, and Brian Karate, Mark Oswald, and Brad Mason, all of our Macro Tools gang is my team. And I'm just a quarterback. I just get the ball, but they give me everything else to make it happen. They make it happen all the time. I'm just loosened up behind the steering wheel, of course.
Not only that, man. I mean, you're the guy that everyone's flocking to your pits. I mean, Jesus Christ, what time did you get out of the track after that win in Atlanta? You had to be there all night.
Brother, we were there. I was there until the last fan left, man. And that's just a tribute to what drag racing is all about. And it was a very unique experience, the last race ever at Atlanta. So we spent some time. I got some time to go look at the racetrack, absorb all the thoughts in my mind of what transpired that day. And it was incredible, man. I mean, I came back from the final round, and Sam, it was just like, it was ridiculous. Lee was there. He saw it firsthand. He saw all the people. I mean, it was crazy, man. It was like, I went back. You thought, like, we just won the Super Bowl, man. It was, like, loaded up. Like, the whole hospitality was full. In front of the pit area was full. On the backside of the pit area was full. You looked around. It was, we had this, like, we had a big mosh pit, man. It was just, it was insane, brother. It was insane. But, hey, I was humble and I was gracious. All the people just showing out and hanging out. And we had a good time and took pictures with each and every person, signed everything that they possibly had, gave our winner circle hats, flying them out left and right. It was just a very unique experience, and it was a lot of love, man, a lot of love.
Yeah, Lee saying, I was there. He got them all in, and that's what's cool. And, you know, to even start this right away, I'm going to dive right into it. You did something that was very special for me, and again, I want to say thank you. He was down here, but he's watching a movie. This picture right here. This picture, you guys don't understand, like, for me, what this means to me as Antron. I came down on Monday after, you know, Vegas race, and Antron took the time to hang out, talk to my son. That was my son's first race ever being at, you know, NHRA-wise. So he took the time to talk to him, and if anyone knows me, or knows my son, like, meeting new people is kind of a weird thing at first. But, you know, Antron made him feel right at home. And to even go a little bit further, my son got to be baptized by Nitro by your car. So I have a clip of that here, and we can dive into that.
Arthur, are you about to get baptized by Nitro?
Again.
Just, I mean, totally excited. Yeah, totally excited. Had no idea what he was in store for, but I want to say personally, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that. Because like I said, I mean, that's a chance of a lifetime for a three-year-old. And fast forward to Sunday, I'm sitting there watching TV and I turn on the races and he's like, Dad, is that A to the B? And I'm like, yep. And he goes, he's going to win today. And I go, all right. So I'm like, all right, here we go. Like, I got him hooked. So you go into, I forget which round it was, you win. And I'm like, okay. So I was following it the whole day, and I'm like, okay. Then you go into the semis against Brittany, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, okay. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not watching anything. Like, I'm going to go downstairs, turn everything off, and I just turned on music in the office here, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit down here for about 30 minutes, and then I'll go back upstairs. So I left everything up there, go back upstairs, and it's like, AB1. I'm like, all right. And I look at my son. I give him knocks. And I'm like, we're going to the finals. So I was posting pictures on social media. And I'm like, all right, here we go. Go back. So then I'm like, okay, I can't go back downstairs. So then I go in the garage. And I'm like, all right, I got to figure out something to do. So I'm just moving stuff around, doing stuff. And I'm like, he's got this. He's got, you know, about, like I said, you know, a couple hours later, I come back in the room, come upstairs, look at my phone, AB1. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, dude, it's got to happen now. The little guy knows when you're going to win.
Yes, he does. And you know what? If that's the case, You just need to ask them before every race. You got me? Sam, don't change a thing. Don't change a thing. Like, man, I tell you what, it was just awesome just to meet your little man, because he reminds me so much of how I grew up. Like, when we were talking to him, he's super fast, and he's faster than anything. You know what I mean? And the coolest part, goes, I can run fast. AB, I can run fast. And he was, like, serious, content. He goes, I can outrun that race car. And I was like, man, I said, Sam, you in trouble, brother. You are in some serious trouble, because what that means is that boy has the need for speed. And he's not going to just do it on his legs. He's going to find out real quick he goes faster doing other things, too. And you're going to have to buy him that junior dragster, brother. Motorcycle, whatever it is, you want some serious open that wallet, brother. Open that. You better hook up with Raise. You better say, Raise Energy. I need a Raise Energy junior dragster for my son.
Mad Bro Motorsports, located North Hill, Minot, North Dakota, the leading performance and parts store. If there's anything you need for your hot rod, give Slammin' Sam and the gang a call. 701-720-7996. Again, that is Mad Bro Motorsports. 701-720-7996.
On the way to being free.
Can't thank Mad Bro Motorsports enough. Slammin' Sam, that's me. So if you need any hot rod parts or anything like that, I don't know if I can take care of Antron needs, but we can take care of all of yours. But man, you said it right there, AB. He's got a need for speed. I haven't raced in 3 years. Since he's been born, I haven't raced. So either he's going to have track speed, like his dad, and we can talk about your track career too, or he's going to have to drive a car. Either way, I'm okay with it. Totally okay with it.
Hey, it's all good. You know, I left my legs, my track days behind me, man. Behind me, but I was pretty fast on my feet. I was pretty fast on my feet, man. You know, so. But I like that. I like that raw nitro horsepower, brother. Man, horsepower.
I mean, what is it honestly like? I mean, I know we've talked about it before and you've mentioned it, but strapping into that car, and like you said, it's your office, you know, you've gone for some wild, crazy passes, some maybe, you know, some crashes and everything like that, but you've had some pretty, you know, nice straight A to B passes. And what is, when you guys connect and everything's working properly, what does that honestly feel like?
You know, the craziest thing is, let's say if we were on a world record run, period. The thing about it is, people think those are the runs that feel super duper fast. They do feel fast, because I'm not going to lie to you, the car will have a constant pull, but it's smooth. But when it gets going, it takes off, it kind of hits you like this, and then you just get back, then it hits you back some more, and it goes boom, like that. And when you feel that, you know you're on a good run, because the car is accelerating at every inch of the racetrack. And when it does that, and you know you're up on that wheel like that, it's one of those feelings where, and it goes straight as an arrow, and it's up, and it doesn't make a fidget, you know you laid a really good ET down. And I tell you one thing, is that most of all the runs that we ever did that we broke the world record with, they were up on the tire and they had a constant pull where the car kept on pulling, but it was super smooth too. Very, very smooth. And that's the good feeling about it, on the way how it gets up and it does that.
So, you know, your past is riding motorcycles. Which ride is crazier, motorcycle or in the dragster?
Well, you gotta remember something. For me, riding motorcycles, that's like a person walking. I grew up on motorcycles. I rode motorcycles ever since that I was like literally, I want to say like 4 years old, I started riding motorcycles. So riding motorcycles is like something I do every day. And when I got in a top fuel car, that was different. But I think the one that's really going to raise everybody's eyebrow is if you get a nitro car. If you get a nitro car, There's not enough to explain it. There's nothing that's compared to it. It's nothing that comes close to it. And when you get in and step on the pedal for the first time and it sets you back and you go down the track, you just ask Smoke, Tony Stewart. He was like, AB, I have never felt something that pulled like that. And it was just so hard to explain because he's driven NASCAR, sprint cars. And sprint cars, they get up. They pull G's going around the corner. But what happened was he felt that raw deal where it pulled. And he was like, oh, I got this. Then he thought that was it. Then it pulled again. Then he was like, oh. Then it gets you again. You're like, oh, snap. Then when it goes and hits the, when it goes one-to-one, and I call it, it breaks your back, where it goes pow, like that. Brother, it's one of those deals where there's nothing that can explain it or do it. And you can literally feel your stomach back against your backbone. And it feels like it's trying to push and concave your chest. And for that split second, if you think about it, you're suffocating because you feel like you can't breathe when you think about it. But if you don't, you're just able to maintain and hold that focus. And you just got to keep that midsection tight. And you just got to just try to, like, you're trying to guide that thing down at the same time. There's so many things going on at the same time. I call it control chaos, Sam. It's like being in a car accident. If you're ever in a car accident, everything happens real fast. But when it's happening, it's slow motion where you're like, and like it all just goes through because it's trauma to your mind and to your body.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in one rollover bad accident. When you said that, everything is going so fast, but it feels slow. I know exactly what you mean. Monday Morning Racer says, Top Fuel Harley. We're trying. So if you haven't heard yet, we're trying to get Lee on a bike. We're trying to get him on a bike.
Oh, you are?
We're trying to. He wants to do it.
Hey, Lee can get on, but do not do anything that has to do with Top Fuel on two wheels. No, it's not about the rate of speed they go. Them jokers are crazy, man. And the reason why I'm saying it's crazy is that a nitro engine will blow up sometime. Okay? This is my word to wise to everybody out there. If you got to ride something or drive something that you got to wear a bulletproof vest or a flat jacket, that's not for you. I'm just saying, it's not for me.
I agree with you. So another funny story from Lee, because I know Lee's in here cracking up. He says, Tony Stewart bites again. So, Frank Holly was on the Power Hour with us, with Amanda Busick, and it was right when the whole Tony Stewart, you know, articles start coming out about him getting in a car and everything. So I read, you know, some false news, I'm going to say, and I went down the hole with Frank Holly and was like, hey, so what do you know about Tony Stewart getting into a drag car? And I heard possibly that he may have two cars. He was testing out two cars is what I heard. So I asked him, he goes, well, do you know something that I don't know? And I was like, well, and then so Frank Holly, I mean, it's going to be a clip here soon. I know Lee and I are going to finally get back. But Frank Holly backed me in the corner and, you know, Rocky Balboa'd me bad. I mean, I was against the ropes, man. And Lee and Amanda are sitting there like, oh, yeah, we're not helping you, brother. Like, you are on your own. So whenever someone mentions anything about Tony Stewart getting in the car, I kind of avoid talking about that because, yeah, they got me good. I got Pat here. He's saying he's always enjoyed your interviews. Have you ever thought about writing a book on being positive? I think that's a great question.
You know, Pat, that's something that I've been longing for. I have so many different irons in the fire right now where I'm definitely going to get to the book side of it because I've been wanting to do a doc, like, you know, just even a docu-series first is what we've been working on my life, where I came from to where I'm at now, and just able to tell the story of how I became who I am. And the people who influenced me in my life and just the mentors that I had, that I was very gracious and very truly blessed to have come in my life, and literally tell that story so people can hear it. You know what I mean? Because my story, I didn't come from a family that had a lot of money or had a lot of things. Like we are self-employed, where we have our own family business that my grandpa started years ago to where we're at now. But it was all due to just putting your head down and work. And the way I was raised was like, if you want something, it's there for you to go get it, but you just have to work for it, and you got to put the work for it and the work in for it. And I talk at a lot of different junior colleges, trade schools, technical colleges, and high schools when I'm going across the country with our tech ed program for Macro Tools, where we try to inspire all these young students all the time and just tell them a little bit about my story, where I came from, and try to push them to be the best version of themselves. Not try them to be like somebody else, but to be them and be truly authentic to themselves, to push themselves. Because I tell people all the time, I go, hey man, you guys did great. Man, you guys won this weekend. Well, you don't win by being lucky. You can win by being lucky once, but you ain't gonna do it over and over and over again. And for us to do what we do, a lot of people go, well man, you won a lot back in the day, you won this, and where you guys struggled for it for a year and a half. But you know what? What we did through that struggle, we learned how to be better than what we were before. And that's what we're doing right now. We're going one step at a time. We're pushing forward and we're growing, and we're going to be better. You never get better if you do the same thing over and over again. You only get better is when you try and evolve. And sometimes when you do that, you take 4 steps back. But you learn what not to do, but you also learn new things to do. And when you put it all together, you get some new great things that happen, like winning races and winning championships. And a lot of people go, man, he won, man. The car ran phenomenal. Well, the car ran phenomenal because my crew chief, Brian Karate, Mark Oswald, and Brad and the rest of the guys, they put their time in. They look at the computer data over and over again. They're switching, changing things, making things different. Then they go, AB, you were killing the tree. You were on time. Well, that just didn't happen. That was from us putting the work in on the race car, making the car react better, and then also me putting my work in the gym and making sure I'm being steady and ready. You know what I mean? So I put all the work in Monday through Friday, just like my guys do, because the only thing we could do on Saturday and Sunday is showcase the work that we put in. And that's what we're showing right now. All the work that we've been putting in is starting to pay off. And I killed myself in the gym, brother. I'm 45 years old, brother, but I can keep up with the 20-year-old in the gym.
Yeah, and I see it all.
What I do,
I see it all the time on, you know, Instagram and stuff like that. On your story, you're always posting that, always in the gym, and you know, and I think that's why a lot of people can relate to you and you know, flock kind of to be your fan, is because you put it out there. I mean, you are who you are. You like it. You're fun. You're entertaining, but your story can connect with a lot of people. Not saying that the others can't, but that's what it's about. I mean, you know, I got the chance to talk with another driver, Clay Milliken, last night. And, you know, the things that he went through, it's the things that make, you know, you relatable to a person that I think tells, you know, the true story for itself. Again, with dropping all the knowledge, American Hot Rod ENT says, how special is it tying the legend Joe third all time with your 52nd victory? How does that feel?
Brother, that's beyond words, because Joe, man, I'm telling you, if you didn't like Joe Amato, you ain't like drag racing. You know what I mean? Joe is from the hometown up in PA, not too far from Jersey, where I grew up at, and he was one of our hometown heroes, man. When he used to drive that candy apple red top fuel dragster with the Keystone Automotive parts on it. That was the thing, man. That was my guy. And then he came out with Hang On Snoopy, and he was going on where he went for like five, like, you know, went for his fifth championship. He was going for like 5 race wins in a row. I mean, Joe has done some incredible feats, but what people don't realize was that's one of the guys I always emulated myself after, because he was so good with the fans. He was so humble. And yet, he was just a stone-cold killer when he was on the racetrack. You get what I mean? Very seldom do you get somebody that's a good-spirited person and that is a good dude, and he's at least at his craft of what he does. He's the full, I say the full enchilada, like that full gambit, you know what I mean? Like Big Daddy Don Carlos was, you know what I mean? And that's what Joe Amato was. And to just be mentioned with his name, I mean, Joe's going to be Joe. He's going to have the same place in history, and nobody's ever going to be Joe. Joe is Joe Amato. You get what I mean? So he's one of the greats of our sport, but just to be mentioned alone, I'm just so grateful and honored to be mentioned just with Joe. You know what I mean? Especially when I was growing up as a kid, he was truly one of my heroes, period, bar none.
All right, what's up, everybody? We've all been in the shop, and we have those tools that we just don't like to use. Well, I've got a solution for that. Go over to powerbuilt.com and use product code MADBRO15 at checkout and save 15% while you're doing it. I mean, it's easy. I'm talking high-quality and durable tools. Lifetime warranty. So if you break it, it breaks, or just something happens, you send it back. No questions asked. Proven performance. I'm talking people in the NHRA and everywhere else are using these tools. So why don't you go over to powerbuilt.com right now, use product code 15 at checkout and save yourself 15%. Again, product code MADBRO15, save 15%. Did I lose my 10 millimeter? But we can't forget and we cannot do that without talking about your sponsor, another great tool company, and that is Macko Tools. You've been on the ride with them for, I don't know how long it is, but we got to talk about Macko too. I know they're not a sponsor of the podcast, but they're a sponsor of yours and we support that.
Well, I appreciate it. The coolest part is this is going to be coming up right now. This is my 13th season with Macko Tools, driving a Macko Top Fuel Dragster. And before that, I raced with Macko for literally, I want to say, from 2001. So I had another 6-year stint with Macko on Pro Stock Motorcycles. So this is actually like 19 years with Macko Tools. And so I'm very grateful, honored, and it's a family over there, man. If you get all the whole distributor network and all the distributors, they support the race program all out. Every time we go to a different track, they show up. They bring their customers out. It's nothing but love, man. I've been with Macko for so long. I see some of the distributors' kids that were kids that are now older, and now they're Macko distributors. So just to see that in that era and to be a part of something where they're truly inspirational, because they're actually, it's not just about them, like, you know, selling tools. They take people and change their lives by making them their own boss, and they become a franchise owner and own their own mobile tool store. That's the unique story about Macko. And the coolest part, Sam, is that everybody's a team. Like, when you become a distributor, you're not in competition with another Macko distributor. You're actually their teammate. They got different areas, and they all work together as a region, man, where you get to lean on somebody to get through. I mean, it's one of those deals where if you got people out there, say you're tired of wrenching, or you're tired of driving a FedEx truck, or you're tired of being a Miss W or Tasty Cake food truck driver, and you want to do something different for all the men and women. They got women distributors, men distributors. Don't make a difference. If you want a little change, not just in your pocket, but in your life, where you can be your own boss and have a group of people behind you that's on your side and become a part of a big family. All they got to do is tune in and go to 1-888-MY-MACKO, 888-MY-MACKO. Call them online, get a customer service and ask how to become a distributor, or go online at MackoTools.com. I mean, it's real simple, mymacko.com. So if you could do those things and you want to become part of the team, come on, join a team with me. That's why I tell people all the time, and that's why Macko's been so special for me, is because through all the time. Not just that, we get to talk to colleges, and we have a program where they give half-price tools off to Tech Edge students to start their career off. They start them off with the right leg and give them the tools they need to be successful in the fields they go in. So Macro is all about just getting people where they want to be at in life and giving them the right tools to be successful. And that's why I love Macro tools so much.
You know, and that's awesome. Like I said, you've been along on that journey. Hopefully I have this right underneath there. I just put it in the clicker underneath. So anyone that wants to see that or can see it, I don't know if you can see it, Antron, but hopefully that's right.
Yeah, just 888 my Macro with no tools on the end.
All right.
188 my Macro. That's all the digits right there. I remember like last year, because I got a call from time to time when I need a partner.
There you go. You
just they come to me, I'm like, hey, this is A to the B. Who's A to the B? Man, I'll drive for you. What you drive? I said, I drive the fastest mobile tool store on the planet, baby.
You actually do, once you have all the names, you know, and I think that's something cool that you do every year is put all the distributors' tools, and you know, you put all their names on your car just to say thank you to them. I think that's awesome. And then you had a new wrap on the car. There it is, right there.
Your names on the car? Own a Macro franchise.com. Check that out.
There you go.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? You know, this is not a 1:24 scale die cast. This is actually a 1:16. You see how big it is?
Oh yeah.
This has got all the, you see the blower, you see the canopy? This was actually hand done. They don't even make this.
Yeah, that's a beautiful piece right there.
Yeah,
it's got every detail on it, like everything.
Yeah, you did everything. Look, even look at the little stuff on the side, like from Freightliner to JEGS, the Impact, the U.S. Army, when we had them on there.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Gentleman did that for me. See that?
All right, we got another question here from the Monday Morning Racer. He said, Mr. Brown, how did your faith get you through the accident that happened in Phoenix, resulting in the loss of a life in 2010?
Man, brother, that's one of those things that you actually never get through it. And it's just like a scar on your body that stays with you for life, you know. And I know for sure, me personally, that is the most difficult moment in my life. Like, I know what I put myself in harm's way when I race down the racetrack. I know that for sure, you know. So Lord knows that if something happens to me, you know, when things go wrong, I know the situation I put. But when you see somebody else that lost their life from that tire, you know, for their whole family, and something that just stays dear to you, and the good Lord brings you through. But the thing about it is, sometimes you always ask why. And when you're a faithful person, you ain't supposed to never ask why. You're supposed to believe and trust in the Lord for he has a purpose for everything in life. And it brought me close to her boyfriend, and we say prayers, and we stay connected through several years after that. And it brought up a lot of different mixed emotions, but it was definitely one of the toughest things that I have ever, ever, ever went through in my entire life, because you never want to see somebody else get hurt, without a doubt. So God brings you through, but that's a scar that never leaves, and you always remember it. And it always stays a part of you, and it defines and makes you into the person that you are tomorrow. And it changed me into a different person, where I could tell you one thing. I could tell you one thing for sure, is that it teaches you not to take one day for granted. It teaches you not to take simple things for granted. It teaches you to spend more time with your loved ones, your family, your wife, your kids at home. It teaches you when you see your mom, hug her and tell her that you love her all the time. And it teaches you to tell your kids every home for the day, or when my kids send me a text, I tell them I love them. When I see, I tell them I love them. And they even tell me, Dad, I know you tell me all the time. I said, I just want to make sure you know. And that's what a moment like that does. It teaches you how to live in the moment and to never take anything for granted and be thankful for everything, for all the people that you have around you, and to love your loved ones every second of the day.
That's totally deep there. And, you know, that ties into a couple of things that you mentioned. And I know we talked about it on the Power Hour, but, you know, you mentioned God and everything like that and having faith. But that's also something that you talk about, or that you talk with your competitors about. And you say, hey, man, Godspeed, you know, every time you give them a hug before you race, and you do that, and you give them a blessing, and, you know, say a prayer for them. And it's just cool to see that, you know, even though in the thick of the moment, you know, temperatures may be high and, you know, everything's going back and forth, but you still, you know, say a prayer for your competitor so that you guys both make it down the track safe and that you guys both, you know, have a phenomenal race.
Well, the thing about it is that a lot of people, it's funny, Sam, that you say it so we can clear the air about some things, because sometimes some fans look at it and they say it and they take it the wrong way, where when I get down, I say a prayer. I'm not saying a prayer for favor. I never say a prayer to win. I never say a prayer for this. I pray for safety for everybody. That's what I'm praying about. And when we say a prayer, we're thanking God for us to have the opportunity to be out there and to be blessed to do what we truly love. And we always pray to keep everybody safe. That's what our prayers go for, because we know what we do. I mean, when you're going over 320 miles an hour, brother, everything ain't guaranteed. You know what I mean? So with that being said, and some people go, well, and try to end the racetrack, man, because always, some fans always, I have a fan got said with me before, and he posts on social media and say different stuff and go, why are you thanking God all the time? Why don't you thank God when you lose? I said, well, I would, but I never get interviewed when I lose. You know what I mean? I'm like, and the thing about it is just that that's what comes first in my life, and that's what's first in my heart, and that's what's first in my soul, and everything else is secondary to me, and that's just who I am, and that's just the way I live my life, is God, family, fun. I never say God, family, work, because I don't work a day in my life. I have fun every day. I put everything I got into every day, but I enjoy and make every moment of my life joyful, and I live it to the fullest every day. That's why every day, no matter how bad the day is, I always look at the positive we got today, or how I learned or how I grew. I don't try to do the same thing every day to be stagnant. I try to do something to get better, so you never plateau. You're always moving forward is the game plan.
Man, that's awesome. And you know, you can definitely tell that you live your life to the fullest. You know, I think it was on your Instagram page. You were dancing with your daughter and just having fun, just cutting up a rug. And then, you know, before when we talk tonight, you're like, hey, man, I'm on my way to do karate or taekwondo with your son. And then you've got your kids out at the drag strip with you. So how does, you know, you find time, it looks like, to, you know, have fun with the family, laugh, enjoy life. So, I mean, what's that? How do you find that good balance with sleep, working out, being at the racetrack, man, and family?
There's not a balance. I tell you what, if I don't do so with my wife pretty soon, she might kick my butt to the curb. You get what I mean? So I got to definitely, it's just hard. It's hard because you're going in so many different directions all the time. And then I'm at the shop with the guys, working at the shop, seeing what they're doing, what's going on, conversing with them, and then doing other different things, like working with partnerships with our sponsors, doing interviews, doing new stuff, like doing a deal for a new TV show that is that I probably going to be on next year. So it's so much different.
Hold on, wait a minute. Happening. Wait a minute. Hold on. You guys, hold on. You can't just like skip over that like that. A TV show?
I can't talk about it, man, but it just came out because it was on my mind. But it's going to be something cool that's going to come out that everybody's going to love. So.
And speaking about doing something with your wife, you better do it or else we're going to have that driver's wife tell the all coming up like we talked about in Vegas.
You need to have the wife.
Man.
You need to have the wife of the 1320. And what happens between? Because let me tell you something, man. My wife, sometimes, like, she's into everything. And she does a lot of things. And then she goes, I need to talk to you. And then she goes, do I need to put it on your calendar? She goes, hold on, look. I want to show you something. You're going to laugh, right? So you go to my calendar. Look, you see all the dots by the days?
Yep.
That means there's a schedule on those days for me to do something. So look at them dots. It's not like a dot every other day. It's like a dot every day. And then, like, if you click into it, right? You click into it, you look into them, and then you see it. It's like five things every day. You know what I mean? And you do that, and I'm looking at them like, are you kidding me? And this one, you even got to scroll in this one. So it's like... So it's like, when you think about it, I'm like, my wife knows it because she's on my calendar, so she knows what I'm doing, what's going on. But then, when I walk in the house, I'm on the phone. Because this one called me, that one called me, this one called me. I mean, from everything, it's just like, I'm like, baby, I'm sorry, baby. She's like, who are you talking to now? What you doing now? She goes, who are you inspiring now? Who are you hooking up now? Hey. You do more for people than you do for this or that, for your own self. I'm like, baby, it's just what I do. I can't help it. It's the nature of the beast. That's what I'm called to do is what I do. I can't help it.
There you go, man. So, you know, we're going to tell her so she doesn't, you know, get mad at me when I call you. We got to talk about it, and we got to figure out which wives for drivers we're going to get on. So we can, you know, ask questions, get them all, you know, in here together. Hey, speaking of getting people in here together, this just happened. He wants to ask you a question, so I'm going to bring on a friend of mine, and this is Darren from Hot Rod ENT. He does a post-race show. I'm going to give him, he wants to ask you a question, so I'm going to bring him on here. What's up, Darren?
Yo, how's it going? What's up, Antron?
Darren, what you doing, man? It's still sunny. Where you at, bro? You must be on the West Coast.
I'm in Los Angeles, L.A.
I can tell, bro, because ain't no sunshine where I'm living at right now. Nah,
it's dark here. You all, Darren, you're all dressed up, man. You're dressed up.
I'm just saying, me and my lady about to go out and eat. About to go take out.
See?
Smart man. Happy woman, boy. Yes, happy life, boy. Hey, I'm going to tell all y'all something. I'm going to tell you something. There's some truth to this now. A woman is fine until you get them upset. If you get a woman upset, boy, the craziness comes out, okay? And all of them got a little bit of crazy. It's what the one with the least amount. You follow what I mean? So I know this. I talk from experience. My wife is sweet as an angel, boy, but don't get on the wrong side. That raging cage can come out quick.
All right, Darren, I will give you the floor here. And just go ahead and ask Antron any question you would like to ask him.
Nah, I mean, you basically asked him, what to ask him was about time. Well, you know, that's a huge deal. You know, 52 all-time victories, third all-time, that's a big deal. But, you know, if you can, Antron, just talk about, you know, for me, you know, winning your three championships, you know, the 2012 for you. You know, I'm sure you're not tagging a lot of posts on Instagram and stuff like that.
Uh-oh, we lost you.
Oh, you cut out on us, dude. You cut out on us, man.
Darren, you still there?
Yeah, sorry. My sister called me. Sorry about that. I'm using my phone. Sorry about that.
All right, so you got to repeat your question.
Repeat the last part of your question because it cut out.
Okay, so just talk about your 2012 season. You know, that was a dream season. You know, you had 6 wins, national record 370-1. You know, talk about, you know, how that season came together. You know, what were you thinking on the starting line, you know, when Schumacher was going against Bernstein and I found around Pomona? You know, what was going through your head?
Man, it was one of those deals where still in the starting line, you're like, I was on the starting line, I was like, God is in your hands. Whatever is meant to be is going to be. You know what I mean? Is this going to be another one of those magical stories that Tony wrote like a fairy tale storybook all the time? Like where he just comes out and he does Superman on people, man. Like where he did the run on Doug Coletta. I thought I was going to fall and be another victim. And the craziest part is what we thought about was how everything was just taken out of our control. Because before that, don't forget, that was like the first year, that was another year they did the count, like that was part of the countdown. Like if we didn't have the countdown, we'd win the championship by like over 200 or 300 points. And the same thing in 2009. That was the first year of the countdown. We would have won a championship that year by 300 points, and we lost it by like 20 or 30 points because of the countdown, because we had one bad race where we broke an input shaft. And I was thinking about that again. I said, you know what? I was already contemplating my mind. I was in my mind, I'm like, we just got to work harder next year. We have to come out and work even harder where it doesn't happen when we come into countdown. We can't have a flaw. Like, we had a command module box that broke on us first round elimination in Vegas that year. Okay, having lost one first round all season long, and we lost first round. We qualified second or first, won the top 3 spots, and we lost in the first round. We're way out front, and the clutch ain't go, and then it smoked the clutch of the car, and then it shut the car off, and the other car just passed with it in the finish line. Like, we're way gone. Then we come to Pomona, we qualify good, race our teammate Spencer Matthew, I remember like yesterday, took off, we were gone. His car spun the tires, and we're gone. My fuel line broke off. Leaned the motor out, popped it, and popped the burst panels and threw my parachutes off to stop me on the racetrack, and he crawled around me to win that round. All we had to do was win the first round. That was it. Out of either one of those races, I'm like, how does this happen? Like a fuel line busted off the car. And then we're standing there right there in the final. And it was so surreal because they're like, all right, like Tony almost lost in the semis. Bob Vandegrift was out front and he broke the crankshaft. And then in the final, I'm like, all right, well, I just want to see a good race. It is what it is. We did what we could do. Got out of our hands. And when I looked on the start line and I saw him take off, and I was like, whoa, I'm like, Brandon left. You know what I mean? Like, Brandon left so good. I was like, that light came up green. I was like, oh, and I saw that thing up on the car. That was behind Tony. And Tony, he wasn't late by any means, but you can hear where it went, like that. And when you hear that, you know somebody left on somebody, and Brandon left on. And I was like, uh-oh. And that car was up. I ain't seen no tire days from Brandon or nothing like that. They're going down the track. I see Tony's up. I was like, it's a race. And then when Brandon's wind light came on, it was like, I felt bad for my teammate, but I really didn't. You know what I mean? I was being honest. I was like, damn. So I'm like, hold up. We just won the championship, baby. And everybody was ballistic. I took my wife's head off. Steve-O was behind me. I almost took his head off. We're hugging, jump up and down. And I think that's when, honestly, that 2012 right there, it was just so powerful for all of our team guys and all of our guys that were there, because we were on the outside looking in and we couldn't do nothing about it. But it was just meant to be. And that's why I told them, I said, if it's meant to be, it's going to be. We just got to be confident in the work that we put in if we deserve it. And it's going to show up on that racetrack. And it took it out of our control because our car ran good enough where we could have won either race, Vegas or that race. But we had a $100 part that broke on us in Vegas, and then we had another $50 part that broke on us in Pomona, stuff that never broke on our car. It just went poof. How did it break halfway down the racetrack?
Yeah, you would think you would think something like that would break at the starting line, or I mean,
with the pressure.
Yeah, but you never know what's going to happen. These things are wild creatures. But Darren, you got anything else? Well, funny thing that you say that before I. So my mom goes, before we started all this, y'all better listen to AB talking about taking your woman out and doing all that. My mom's on here having, this is why I don't go live, because my mom is on here having way too much fun.
You listen to your mama, man. I'm telling you, you only got one.
I know, I flew down before Vegas. I flew down and took, you know, Arthur down, and we hung out with my mom in San Diego. Then we all drove up to Vegas, and my mom and Arthur got plenty of Nana and grandson time. My son's still running around the house saying, baby, because that's what my mom says all the time.
Hey, you better be careful. You know all those grandmoms that are called Nanas. You know what they are, right? That means a Nana is just a short word for a sexy grandma. That means they're a sexy grandma, man. I see what your mom's doing. See what your mom's doing. I saw that look when you came up on the board. That means she's a sexy grandma.
Don't give her anything else. Look, she's probably going to – look. Now she's going to be on every NHRE TV. She's going to be on there watching now. I think you just created another fan. And exactly, happy Mother's Day weekend to all the moms out there. That's this weekend, AB, so don't... See, look. My mom,
y'all better get it right, boy. Mother's Day tomorrow. Y'all better get all that stuff right. Get it for your mama, for your mama.
So there's everyone's reminder. You can't say you didn't hear it. We're talking drag racing, and we're talking Mother's Day. So there you go. But hey, Darren,
go out and do it right. Go get the gift. Get the gift for the moms, for the wives. Trust me.
All right, Darren, you got anything else for us? Are you gonna go out and take the lady? Where are you guys going to eat?
Back steakhouse. I think she wants steak. So I'm gonna take her there.
Man, you can't do steak, man. I'm the only reason why I tell you that is because we've got this great sponsor, and we're gonna break to them right now. ALS Teca Mexican Food, located here in Minot, North Dakota on the north side. If you want the best and authentic Mexican food located in Minot, North Dakota, please check out the gang up at ALS Teca Mexican Food, located right near the Minot International Airport. Go up there, try one of the burritos, and I guarantee you, you will not leave hungry. The best and authentic Mexican food here in Minot, North Dakota. Again, that is ALS Teca for all your dine in and dine out needs. I know yesterday was Cinco de Mayo, so I had to go up to El Azteca. I don't know if you guys can see this picture here. Don't know if I can make it bigger. Maybe if I do this. I had to go up to El Azteca to get what I needed. So I got the 3-taco plate with some rice and some beans. And man, I tell you what, that is always hitting the spot. AB, is there any good Mexican food places that you like to check out when you were, you know, on the road?
Man, let me tell you something. My wife, my kids, they would eat Mexican food every day of the week. And we have a spot here in Brownsburg called Tequila Sunrise. And the place, I ain't gonna lie to you, is like, I get tired of it because they want to eat it all the time, man. I'm just like, we need to go somewhere different. You know what I mean? But I ain't gonna lie to you, brother, they got some good food. I get the chicken and rice there, and it is no joke, because I try to eat right, and I have them get me some vegetables, and it comes out, you know, with some grilled peppers, some onions, and stuff like that. And I mean, it's really good, man. It's like chicken and rice with the queso cheese in it, man, and it's got vegetables on the side. It's good. I just don't tell them that because I'm joking. I want to go there every day. But I do, man. That's one of my favorite joints around here is the Tequila Sunrise. When you come to Indiana, you come to U.S. Nationals, you got to check that out, fam. I know your deal right there looks slamming, though, what you got right there. That man. Looks slamming. That joint. If I come up, you said in North Dakota.
North Dakota, man. I got Fletcher. Fletcher Cox is coming up to go. He wants to go pheasant hunting. So he's going to come up and do that. You know, just a hop, skip, and a jump from Brainerd in Minnesota. So, you know, you can take a couple of days and you can come up and hang out. But, man, I tell you what. I guarantee you that's why, you know, the sponsorship happened there is because I eat there so much. The return on investment for them is way more than, you know, the deal that we made. I guarantee you I'm there. Hopefully no one can hear me. I'm there at least twice a week. If it's not breakfast, the breakfast burrito.
You just need to get a meal card. They need to give me a meal card. Just punch it. Like, hey, I'm in.
No, I get the free. So I hand out probably about 30 free small burrito cards every year. And I'm like, I give them to all my race buddies. I'm like, here you go, here you go. So then we have this Dakota Mod Tour here in town. So what I do is one of the racers that Mad Bro Motorsports partners with, I'll say, hey, I've got the pre-race meal for this week. And when I tell you, Antron, the biggest pizza box you can imagine. They fill that thing with, I think it's 30-something tacos in there. Two things of rice and beans, fries, everything you could want. And they put it all in this big old pizza box. So I come up to the track with that, and everybody's like, we're eating good today. So I can't thank them enough for that.
That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. That's what it's all about right there.
Here goes my mom again. Real Mexican food is in San Diego. I know, Mom. That's why I've been coming home a lot. I've been missing it. 10 years in North Dakota. Like, man, that and Jamba Juice and, like, In-N-Out. I'm like, man. I'm.
Mama don't cut you no slack, brother. I love your mom, man.
Mom, you've got to have, like, Mary Kay stuff or something to be doing right now. Like, calm down. But no, man, I can't say enough good stuff about my mom. But Antron, you've got potentially, there's talks about it, you having your own team. You being an owner. Man, like, you went
that
from...
That is the game plan, brother. One day, it will happen one day for sure, brother. One day.
So, I mean, how does that all happen? You go from, you know, being on a bike or, you know, racing and then saying, you know what, okay, I get it. I need to go to school on a track scholarship. You get that phone call. Do I leave school? Do I go and chase my dream that, you know, you didn't know it was up in the air, making that decision. And then now, you know, your career in NHRA and then boom, now you're talking about owning your own team. I mean, that's got to be the dream of a lifetime and a legacy that you want to live behind.
Well, the one thing for me is a lot of people never realized because it was like, you know, it was short lived till we got the U.S. Army sponsorship. I did own my own bike team for about 2 years before I raced for Don Schumacher in the U.S. Army. And that was because he had the U.S. Army sponsorship. So that's how that all happened and how it took place. And we were there for 6 years and then we moved up from there. So with that being said, just, that I look at our sport and you want our sport to grow. So we need more people like the Josh Hart's coming in with their deal. You got Clay Milliken with, you know, that has his deal. And you're looking at all these different people coming in. Steve-O's got his team. And we need more people starting their own teams to grow our sport. You know what I mean? At the end of the day is that it's always been a dream of mine since I started. And when I got into, like, first, when I was racing pro stock motorcycle, I was just happy to be there. And then it was like I became an owner because my cousin said, well, you got to take the keys to this because I'm out. I'm focusing on my football career. So you better sink or swim. And then after that, I say, you know what? I'm just riding bikes. Why can't I drive a top fuel car? Why can't I drive a funny car? Why can't I drive an elite class in our sport? So I started putting the feelers out there. It took me 5 years of doing that before somebody gave me a try, and that was Lee Beard with David Powers. And they gave me the try with David Powers and Tim Buckley that were partners. and then Lee Beer was the general manager there. They gave me a shot. Tim sent me to sent me to Frank Holly's Drag Racing School. I got my alcohol license, and then I came in there and I went and tested the top fuel car. And that's when it all started for me, man. That's when it all really started happening for me. And then once I got top fuel cars, like, I made it here. And I've been over there. I said, so you know what? I go, well, I made it here. And then we start winning championships. And then somebody asked me one time, they go, what do you want to do? What do you want to do after you get done driving? I said, well, I like to own a team. And then I've been around Macco Tools, like Macco Tools, for all these years. And then I'm seeing these people take chances on their self and Macco giving them the right tools and pushing them to do that. And then I started thinking, I'm like, if these people can go out on a limb and have their own business, and they were looking at me and goes, well, AB, what you want to do? What kind of business you want to have? I said, I have my own racing. They go, why ain't you doing it? Why can't you do it? You know what I mean? Cruz Pedregon got his own race team. Tony Pedregon had his own race team. So many people had their own race team. It all depends on what work you want to put in and how many hours. And Sam, you know me, man, I don't stop working. I'll work when the competition is sleeping at night. You know what I mean? And that's my next goal. And that's my next road that I'm going down. And when, we haven't put a date on it, but we're just working hard towards that goal. And hopefully within the next year or so, we can make that happen.
And that's awesome, you know, to keep pushing, to keep growing. And you mentioned, you know, continuing to grow the sport. I think that's very important. And Lee asks a great question, and hopefully I'm the first candidate for this, but will there be an Antron Racing Media Center? Going to say yes, because I'm going to apply tonight after we get off.
Hey, we do it all. Well, the thing about it is that I've been very fortunate to be at the roof under Don Schumacher Racing for all these years. And I can tell you one thing, that Don has pushed this sport to many levels. You're talking about a man that established many world championships, a dominant racing force, the one who, like, you know, think about it. Force was on the podium for years and is killing funny car. Then Don stepped in and changed that dynamic where he has competition and won a lot of funny car world championships and top fuel world championships with our team. So when you look at that with Tony and Alan Johnson, they won 8 of them. You get what I mean? So, well, it's 7 of them, and the other one's with Dan Olson. And then you got our team that came in there, we won 3. And you got all the Funny Car World Championships starting off with Gary Selby. So when you're looking at all the stuff that Don has done, he's been in every motorsports Hall of Fame, International Hall of Fame, World Records, Icon, has set the bar on how to be successful in the motorsports business, period. Okay, and I've just been under his will, learning from him all these years and growing from him and just being a sponge and taking from him. And at the end of the day, it's like one of those deals where I'm like, all right, well, I got to set myself up for my next stance in life, where I'm heading at and where I want to go at. And that's just the avenue I'm going down. And Don's been, I'm going to a school that you can't pay to go to. I'm asking him questions, answers all my questions, supporting and pushing it. He's done everything in motorsport there is, and now he's pushing people to achieve their dreams of success. And that's one thing that I'm very grateful and thankful for Don Schumacher for. So him and his family and the whole organization there, from the front office all the way down. I mean, look at all the different things they have done. Like, they brought Bob Tasca. They're the force behind that. They help out Paul Lee, the force behind that. You know what I mean? They're giving parts and pieces and selling cars to Justin Ashley for them to start their race team. That's my old championship car he's racing.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up next because, you know, the younger.
The car's not old. It gets renewed. It gets a new front half on it or a new back half. So it's still brand new, but they wanted a good car. So they bought one of our turnkey cars from us, like, you know, with all the stuff on it. And Dustin Davis with Mike Ashley and then Mike Green over there, they're just incredible, man. It's an incredible group of guys. And they got something special over there, really, really special. And that's what Don does. He makes all this stuff, but he sells it to make other people successful.
Yeah, and you know, talking about, you know, what you're doing, and you know, I know Lee was saying the media center, because we both, it's nice, we both are media guys, and anytime we're like, hey Antron, can we get an interview, you're like, yep, come on, let's do it. And so it's awesome to have, you know, it's awesome just to be able to, you know, feel welcome. And then you guys recognize this, you know, for being such young media people out in the sport, but growing the sport to the next level, like you said, Justin Ashley and Davis Motorsport, and Lee is actually chiming in about it right now, is that Dustin Davis is the hardest worker on the car owner out there. And I agree with that.
He does the clutch on the race car. That man does the clutch. But he knows everything about it, and he's all in. And the other thing about it is he's just good people, man. He's good people. And that's what it's all about, man. He's really good people. And then when you tie Mike Green in there, solid person, really good. I hate that he's not at DSR. He was a real asset at Don Schumacher Racing. I mean, he did everything on the machine shop side, helped manage the whole place. People respected him. He's very straightforward, honest, just a good quality guy, man. He's like if you had a dream team doing an All-Star, Mike Green's going to be a part of that. You know what I mean? It's like, I see it every day, and they're going to, trust me, bro, mock my words, they're going to be a force to reckon with. That's why we're on our P's and Q's. They dropped low ET first round and showed everybody what they were made of. They're like, everybody's like, okay. And I'm like, you're on notice now. I'm keeping my eyes all the time. I don't want to see you till the final round.
No, and, you know, even in Vegas, I got to sit there and watch that quad. It was you, Justin, Brittany, and I forget who else was in that quad. But, I mean, he's always quick on the tree. He's young. He's very, very young, you know, in the sport of NHRA drag racing. He's young doing it. And it's just cool to see, you know, that you guys are you're very supportive of the younger generation. Like, you know, you look at it. You guys got Justin Ashley, and then we've got in pro stock, we've got a slew of them. We've got Alex Laughlin. We've got Kyle Koretsky, Derek Kramer, Troy Coughlin Jr., and Dallas Glenn. Like, to see this younger generation kind of step up, like, who do you think is going to be the next one that steps into the top fuel class that is someone that you think everyone should watch out for?
I think that one that you should really watch out for, you're gonna have to watch out for Josh Hart. You're gonna have to watch out for Josh Hart. And he's already on there. I mean, he won his first race he was out with. But not just because of him, he was a great racer in the alcohol race, driving an A fuel car. But what makes him good is that he's got Ron Douglas and a whole crew of good people. And Ron Douglas is very instrumental, and a lot of people forget where that man comes from. He used to be Courtney Force's crew chief back in the day. You get what I mean? The man's been on championship teams, has won championships in funny car. He has tuned numerous cars, and he tuned Jordan Vandegrift when he was out there, and he was flying. You get what I mean? So Ron Douglas, that's one of those teams that you know, he's out there now, because the first race out with Josh Hart with the team, they won, of course. But the thing about it, that's one that is definitely one that's going to be unreal. I mean, Sam, just think about it, man. Look at our class. Look at all the competitive teams that we have in Top Fuel right now. Okay, look at what I went through to get to the final where we were at. Went through, like, we had a race. Doug led a first round. Boom. Then he had a race, second round, race Billy Tarr, number one qualifier. Then we had a race Brittany Force, and then we raced Steve-O. Now, that's four. That's four of the top drivers, you would say, in Top Fuel class, right? But then on. Don't forget about Sean Langdon, okay? Then after that, don't forget about Clay Milliken, okay? Don't forget about Justin Ashley, okay? This is one that a lot of people didn't even realize. Don't forget about Doug Foley. He dropped a 379 first round. Okay? Then don't forget about Josh Hart. All right? Now, you're working right there. We just said 9 teams right there, right? And I still miss them. Did I miss one? Did I miss someone else that can win a race? You know what I mean? You got Terry McMillan that hasn't been out yet. He's capable of winning races. They're working on deals to come back. You know, you got Jordan Vandegrift, who's coming back at some races. He can win races. So you keep on going on, brother, no matter which way you look or which way you come, it's deadly out there, man. No matter which way you look at it.
That is right. Anchor, Spotify, Podbean, YouTube, Facebook, everywhere you can listen to these back. And it's all under In The Groove Podcast, and that's what it's all about. But AB, I put that picture up, and I'll put it up again here. This is the first time that you and I officially, the first time that we ever met. This is back in, oh, I want to say 2017, it's got to be 2016, 2017, down in Vegas. A group of my friends from Canada and all, we came down and just hung out, and it was like, man, and I still have that hat, actually. I don't know where, it's somewhere here in the office, but this is the first time that I actually took a picture, was just there as a fan, and it was like, from that moment, then it's PRIs. I've got multiple pictures with you at PRI. I've got some funny videos that I'm actually sending to a friend from you at PRI playing on the simulator. You guys were doing the challenge.
With my boy Carlo races big tires. But Sam, I got to get your take, man. You got to tell me about that take, about all the drivers I named. And last but not least, I didn't get to finish, was with Leah, my teammate, and also Mike Salinas. We got 12 undisputed drivers that can win anytime you line up.
So it's funny that you mentioned that, because I'm going to start a pre-race show, and I haven't really put it out there, but it's out there now. You look at all the stick and ball sports, right? They've all got post-event shows, and they've got football game. Who's your picks? Who are you going to do? And I think it's going to be a cool segment that I'm going to try and do every Sunday before the races, and pick someone, because you look at it, in each one of these classes, and especially in your class, you never know who's going to do it. And it's always, you can say, oh, well, that's an upset, or, oh, I wasn't expecting that. But all it takes is, one whack at a throttle the wrong way. Like you mentioned, in your championship stuff, where, you're cruising down there. There's no way they can beat you. And boom, your parachutes pop out. And this is how the car is going too. Oh. And they come around you. So, man, I'm glad you're behind the wheel and I'm not, because that stress there, I don't know if I can deal with it. Like, I'm a nervous wreck. We have our grudge race stuff up here and I'm racing. I'm a nervous wreck. Before, don't talk to me. I don't eat all day. I may have a couple of Nutri-Grain bars or something, but when we're in staging lanes, we're racing. Okay, cool. Don't talk to me. Like, I couldn't do it. But man, like I said, even your teammate, down in Vegas, Leah, that car barely went sideways, barely, shook a little bit. And the team was like, nope, pull that car. And they did a full overhaul and turned the backup car that Smoke was racing, that was testing, and made it fit for her. So, like I said, these crews, you guys' crews is on top of it, and it's a grind. It's a fight. It's a dog fight every round.
Yes. You gotta be ready, brother. You gotta be ready. And that's one thing that those guys do. They prepare. It's a lot of work. Like, other than shop a day, they got my car all serviced, all short block in it, cylinder head sitting on it, Florissant on it, ready to go to Charlotte. They had it all apart, cleaned it all up, is ready to go back out and go running again now. So it's ready to go. And I'm excited about it right now just to get out to another race and not stick stagnant, because when I'm in a race, you know what that means? That means I'm behind the gym.
Yep. No. Hey, man, you have a young team. You guys are still clicking together and everything like that. But I think what you guys are doing right now, I mean, you win this weekend in Vegas. You guys were in the final. I mean, you can't knock what you guys got going. And obviously, it's working and it's clicking together. But if you weren't in a NHRA class, I got to ask this question. If one of these showed up in your shop, excuse the driver that's in that one, Mr. Bernie sitting there taking a snooze, but would you ever get into a wingless sprint car?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I love them by the pound, man. I got to talk to Tony about that, where he can get me in one, where I can go play in one a little bit, man. Them things are no joke, brother. No joke. And I've always been a fan of it. I did some late model racing before, and I did some dirt track racing before, and had some fun with it. You know what I mean? Those are modifieds right there.
That sure is.
And I've done some race. Brother, I'm a fan of every sport. I'll drive anything, brother. And the cool part is, I said, we need to have like a racing marathon where you have to jump in all different vehicles and drive and race against a group of people and see who's the best all-around racer. And I want to go from dirt bikes to street bikes to cars to rally cars to dirt track cars to oval cars and road race cars. And you put a big deal together like that, man, and that's what I'm talking about.
Man, that's bigger than what I was thinking. I always said that we need an NHRA, you know, all-star week where you guys jump in different, you know, cars, and you guys, like, you know, you got to drive. Everybody's got to drive a pro stock. Everybody's got to drive a funny car, a top fuel dragster. Everybody's got to drive or ride on, you know, maybe a motorcycle, even if it's like a half track pass. You know, everybody's got to. It's kind of like the decathlon of NHRA racing, right? Everybody's got to do something like that.
You ain't gonna ask me twice, but I'm all in. I'll drive all of them. I'll ride, drive. I'm in. I am.
Yeah, I know Lee's talking about Foley Racing. He helps him out on their social media, and he says it that Doug Foley and them, they're sick of losing right now. And hey, I mean, he's in a tough class, and that's what it's all about. But AB, I know it's an hour, you know, difference from you to me, but before we let you go, you know, everyone loves your words of wisdom and everything, you know, your personality and your good vibes. So take a moment, thank your sponsors, and just leave us with something that we can all think of going into Friday and, you know, continue this positive vibes.
Hey, well, you know, one thing of it is that I always appreciate all my partners, from Macro Tools to Global Electronic Technology to TRD, Toyota Racing, and also Sirius XM Radio, Hankstifer's Metalworking Solutions. We cannot do it at all without those people. And Pennzoil for giving us the gold oil that's in the race car right now. And also, I want to give a shout out to all of our peeps out there at Streamlight Flashlights to give us the light to see, to work on our deal. And all of our macro distributors, we love you. God bless you. And thank you for all the support. And all of the fans out there, NHRA Camping World fans, I love you all. I love you all so much, because you guys is what give us the juice, the power. You are our nitromethane to keep pushing and going. And that's why I work so hard, so we don't disappoint. We bring it. We bring it. We bring it. And one thing I want to leave with everybody is one of my favorite mottos I always tell them, is that when you think about this, one team, one mind, one purpose. And that is A to the B's motto. And what all that means is that all one, we are all one together. With love, we can conquer anything and achieve anything and get through anything. So if we all can just practice and to stay together and work on love, we can end all the nonsense that's happening around us. That's all it is that we're leaving L-O-V-E out. And if we could put that in, we can just kill everything. So remember, my challenge to each and every one of you this weekend is to love. Love. Even on the people that don't like you or even on the people that hate on you, just show them love and watch what happens.
Man, that's deep. That's deep. We appreciate it again, everybody. If you have any questions about Macco Tools, 1-888-MY-MACCO. Check them out. Support Antron Brown. He's a friend. He's, you know, a supporter of Outlaw Performance ENT. We get great interviews with him at the track. Antron, I cannot thank you enough. Honestly, I can't thank you enough for always being there to answer the questions or the crazy text messages or ideas that I come up with. And at the track, you know, again, thank you for doing that with my son. That means a lot for me. So,
hey, Sam, I think I see something, man. Maybe we got to get you to have a Sirius XM radio show.
Hey, brother.
That's what we need, baby. That's what we need. Where you can bring them the live juice.
Man, hey, Antron.
We got to be smiling now.
Look, now he's talking. You see, this is why he gets in trouble, because he comes up with the ideas, and now I know we're going to both be texting back and forth. Antron, you let me know. I mean, I'm willing.
That's
Yeah, you let me know. I'm willing to work on it.
And make sure to tell your guests this, too. I got another thing for everybody. I got something else for everybody out there. If any of y'all have stores, like the Mexican restaurant that you do, Sam, and also for, like, your parts business, reach out. Go on to gettrx.com. And that's for Global Electronic Technology. They can help you out with your credit processing needs. They have great rates, but foremost, they have the best customer service. If you think I'm good, check out Global Electronic Technology. Trust me when I tell you, and tell them I sent you, because they'll give you my deal, because I got it. And that's what I'm going to leave you with, Max. I forget to tell people that all the time. And I want to get it across, because they're changing people's businesses. By the way, they're hooking them up, because they got every platform you can think about.
Look, you got people telling everybody else, you need to love.
You need to love. That's what the world's missing, man. That's what we're missing. We're all quick to point out fingers, what's wrong, it was not right. And you know what it is? At the end of the day, it's nonsense. And we got to stop the nonsense, but we got to first start with love. And that's the number one thing. And I'm not even going to go into Bible on them, but that's the number one thing in the Bible is L-O-V-E. Start with loving yourself, because if you can't love yourself, you can't love nobody else. And then once you love yourself, then you can love the person that's next to you.
Preach.
And then you can share a little love to everybody else.
Antron's got a sermon going on. He's throwing out good. See, look, even mama said, look, see, this is why I love my mom. We get along. See, but I appreciate it, man. Like I said, we will be talking. You brought up this this XM show. You've got the connections there, so who knows? But we will be talking very soon, because I'll be in Baytown. So there's that. And two, we were going to have this Women Tell All show, The Wives of the 1320. So we will be working together. If you can get me about four wives, that'll be good. You, your wife, Torrance's wife, and I don't, two more, whoever you got. And
Oh, Lord. Hey, you got something out there. You need to get Bob Tass's wife. She'll be a good one. Dude.
See, that's three. I just need one more. So.
Yeah. And you got to get Eddie Kraler's wife.
There you go. There's the four. We'll talk soon. Eddie Kraler's wife. We'll talk soon, we can make that happen.
All right. Well, that sounds like a plan, brother, man. Hey, always great being on, man. I appreciate you. God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing, because you're bringing the knowledge.
I appreciate that. And don't forget tomorrow when you wake up, L-O-V-E, and that smash in the loud pedal does save your life. So, again, brother, keep it up. Keep doing you, and we will talk very soon. Thanks again for coming on.
Peace.
But there you go, everybody. That was A to the B, Antron Brown, on the first ever live feed that we're doing. Thank you guys for all the comments. Monday Morning Racer, my mom, Scott, JF, Rocco. Who else is in here? Darren for coming on. That was awesome. The limo guy, Real Pro Stock. So everybody, go and check these people out. Support everybody that you can. Again, love, love, love. Thank you, Scott. Like I said, trying something new. You guys love AB. I do too. Couple of new shows coming out soon. But again, everybody, this is In the Groove Podcast, first live show. Let us know how you like it. If you guys want to be a part of In the Groove Podcast, you can email us down here. Send us your feedback or whatever it may be at inthegroovepodcast@gmail.com. In the Groove, two E's. In the Groove Podcast, again, I appreciate it to my buddy Antron Brown for coming on here and just dropping that knowledge. But until next week, we'll be dropping another episode. So go over to YouTube, hit the subscribe button, and go over to Anchor, Apple Podcasts, or whatever it may be so you can check out all the good information. But again, it was fun. It's always a good time to be on here talking and yakking it up about drag racing. But that will end tonight's show. This has been another episode of In the Groove Podcast, brought to you by Mad Bro Motorsports, Powerbit Tools, LS Teca Mexican Food, and the good folks over at Outlaw Performance ENT. If you have not done already, please like us on all of our social medias. That is Instagram, Facebook, and our YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button so you can get all the updates to everything we've got going on, and you can stay in the groove and smash that loud pedal.